Okay, this video was about one of the great applications of calculus, to find a minimum or a maximum when you know a function, let's call it y of x. And the key point is that at a min or a max, the slope is zero. So if we know how to find the slope dy dx for whatever function we have, we have an equation, set dy dx equals zero, and find the point where the min or the max occurs. Let me take an example, a function like x cubed minus 12x. We can find its derivative. So the derivative of x cubed is 3x squared. The derivative of minus 12x is certainly minus 12. So our function, x cubed minus 12x, has the slope 3x squared minus 12, and we want to set that to 0. When we find out where 3x squared equals 12, those will tell us points where our original y equal x cubed minus 12x, where that was min or max. Okay, 3x squared equals 12, that's got two answers. It could be x equal 2 or minus 2. So now I've got to figure out, are those points min or max? I know the slope is 0 there. What I don't yet know is whether we're at the top of the curve or the bottom of a curve. Well, one way to do it would be just to figure out what our function comes out to be at x equal 2. If I try x cubed minus 12x and put in x equal 2, I get 8 minus 24, I get minus 16. Pretty low. Whereas if I put in x equal minus 2, then for x cubed minus 12x, it turns out I get minus 8 plus 24 plus 16. Answer plus 16, pretty high. So I'm guessing that there was a max at that point, minus 2, and a min at that point, x equal to 2. But there's a way to tell. And that way is the second derivative, the slope of the slope. If we can tell what that's doing, that tells us about the bending of the curve. So we have a maximum where the curve is bending down. Just think about this curve. So a curve where it has a maximum, the slope is upward toward that max, then it falls to zero at the max, then it goes negative after the max because the curve comes down again. So the slope went from positive to zero to negative after the max. That slope was decreasing. And therefore, the slope of the slope, the second derivative, is negative. The slope going down means that its slope is negative. Okay. Now, actually, do we have a negative second derivative at this point, x equal minus 2 in my example? Okay. We got to figure out the second derivative. You remember the function was x cubed minus 12x. The derivative was 3x squared minus 12, and the derivative of that will be what? 3x squared, the derivative is 6x, you say. And minus 12, that's a constant, its derivative is 0. So our derivative is 6x, and now I plug in the point x equal minus 2, where I'm expecting a max, and I get the answer 6x being minus 12. Sure enough, negative. Slope dropping. I'm passing through a max and then going downwards. Whereas, looking at that other point, where I expect to see I'm guessing it's going to be a minimum. So what's happening at a minimum? Just think again. At a minimum point, on the left of it, the slope is dropping to the minimum. Negative slope. At the minimum, zero slope. After the minimum, climbing again, positive slope. So the slope is going from down to zero to up. The changes in the slope are all positive. The slope is increasing at a minimum. The second derivative, d second y dx squared, that's how you say it, is going to be positive at a minimum. And sure enough, in our case, the second derivative is 6x, and at x equal 2, sure enough, positive number. Okay, I invented a second example, not that exciting, another function, sine x plus cos x. We can at least take its derivative. The derivative of sine x is the cos x, of course, and the derivative of cos x is minus sine x. So looking for min and max, what do? I set derivative to 0. So I set cos x minus sine x to 0. Okay, I'm asking for cos x equals sine x. And that happens at 45 degrees, for example. And sure enough, at that point, sine x plus cos x I can figure out. But it comes out to be root square root of 2. But is that a min or a max? Well, remember what I have to do. On to the second derivative. So if the first derivative was cosine minus sine, the derivative of that will be minus the sine minus the cosine. Do you see what happened there? We had this rather interesting function. Our original y had a derivative. We figured it out. And then the second derivative turns out to be minus the original function. Anyway, that second derivative is absolutely negative at 45 degrees, pi over 4 radians. And a negative second derivative at a point where the first derivative is 0 signals that that point is a maximum because the slope is going down afterwards. Okay, good. So there's one more little interesting point about that second derivative. We were interested where it was positive, the curve was bending upwards. Where it's negative, the curve is bending downwards. So, of course, calculus is going to be interested in the point of inflection. That's the point where the second derivative is 0. And that's where the bending changes. Okay, I made some practice questions. Let me pick one, the last one. You could pause and solve the first 8, and let me just go to the 9th. I have two numbers that add up to 12. I want to know about it, like 3 and 9. If I multiply them, I get 27. If I took 4 and 8, multiplied them, I'd get more, 32. I want to know what's the maximum of that in that multiplication. So what am I multiplying? Let me call the first number x. Like, that's the brilliant move here. Call the first number x. Now, the second number, since they add to 12, is 12 minus x, right? So the multiplication I'm talking about is x times 12 minus x. That's the thing that I'm trying to maximize. And that's a simple function, x times 12 minus x. That's the same as 12x minus x squared. I can take its derivative. I can set the derivative to 0. I can solve that equation. What do I discover? X equals 6 gives the maximum. And we suspected that. When the two numbers, you know, 3 times 9 was smaller than 4 times 8, and then 5 times 7 would be a little more, and 6 times 6 is the top, giving 36. Good. So that's max and min, and there are many more problems interesting to think about than x times 12 minus x. Thank you.